your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Time for another segment of the Cortland Economics Report. What we are talking, actually the Cortland Political Report, bro, I got to stop myself, but this one is about economic indicators. The GDP of the United States was announced yesterday, Thursday, and bingo there. All the numbers are very, very disappointing. Jim, what I'd like to ask you, and let me opine on it first, and that is, in the total scheme of things, we got a whole bunch of things that are going south on us. The main indicator is that the economy is not growing anywhere near where it should be. It's amazing to me that the American people don't understand that this is due in a large part to what's going on with the government, with the executive office. You want to chat about that, Jim?
Yeah, you bet. So the numbers were interesting. There was expectations of about 1.9% growth, and in some cases, actually, earlier on in the quarter, and this is the first quarter 2023 numbers, early on in the quarter, there was an expectation of about 2.3%, but they adjusted those numbers from the Fed and, of course, economic boards. They adjusted those numbers down the actual numbers came out at 1.1% GDP growth. So that's actually, from the initial estimates, that's about a 50% drop. Now, that is three quarters in a row that we've lost growth in GDP. And I think a big part of that, and of course, if you remember back in first and second quarter of 2022, those were both negative growth quarters, which would indicate a recession, but everyone said, oh, this isn't really a recession, just before the midterm elections. And again, manipulation by the media, manipulation by the government numbers, and certainly by the White House.
Yeah.
Now, that we had a bit of growth in that third quarter, it was up a little bit, primarily because the other two previous quarters were down. But when you look on balance here, we're on a downward trajectory, and the expectation clearly is an indisputable recession coming up in the next couple of quarters.
Have you seen some of the headlines, Jimmy, about just don't even expect this recession to be like anything we'd ever seen in the past, which indicates the pundits, the economic pundits, are really predicting a major recession, Jim?
Yeah, I think everybody across the board is now predicting that, and anybody that isn't is basically just a mouthpiece for futility for the government and for the administration. And let's go back out to the specific reasons why we're seeing this decline. Remember, we talked in the last segment about how long it takes to turn the government. Well, the budgets are actually two-year budgets in government. So when they pass a budget this year, it really doesn't. I mean, they won't pass it till the end of the year, and then it doesn't really affect the next year. Because of the previous couple of years. So you're now finally seeing the impact of the massive spending that the Biden administration and Democratic Congress put in place after the 2020 election in the 2021 budgets. You're now seeing the results of that.
Right.
You are also seeing the results of a very extensive push to shut down U.S. fossil fuel industries, to take away U.S. energy independence, and to push towards more, quote, sustainable, unquote, energy sources. Well, the reality is becoming very apparent that there is no possible way to reach the goals that the administration has put forward, but they are in regulatory methods through EPA, through IRS, through every single federal agency, pushing these agendas towards this climate change agenda, and it's actually going to have the negative impacts to the economy that everyone realizes will happen, but the reality is the next year or two you're going to see it. And a lot of that has to do directly with the push towards electric vehicles and changing U.S. manufacturing costs, and of course the shipment of manufacturing overseas and the control of rare earth metals by the Chinese, many, many factors that will impact U.S. economic production as we face the reality.
You mean U.S. economic production in total?
In total, across
right,
the board.
Right. Jim, let me ask you a question. Now, it seems to me that the push for totally eliminating fossil fuels has been proven to be, at this moment in time for America, almost an impossibility given the total picture of our economy. I'd like you to comment on that.
Well, yeah. So let's talk about the impacts with electronic vehicles. So Ford has announced that they're going to lose $6 billion in manufacturing, ramping up manufacturing for electric vehicle.
Right.
So as they're going to lose that money, of course, that has an impact on their business model. But at the same time, they're saying, hey, look, we can't even produce the batteries with domestic sources. And that's about 30 to 40% of the overall cost of an electric vehicle. And so the demand for a very large number of rare earth metals is going to be higher. And there's I think, about 9 that are required in a battery: graphite, aluminum, nickel, copper, steel, magnesium, cobalt, lithium, and iron, in that order. And basically, the Chinese control almost all of those rare earth metals. We do not mine them anymore in the United States.
Nope.
So as demand increases for these rare earths, the price of the electric vehicles will go up, and then we become dependent on the Chinese for production. They will dictate our future. While we're pushing to a more green future, they are absolutely building on a monthly basis almost a new coal-fired power plant a month.
Right.
They are controlling mining operations around the world, buying them out in many, many places. They are going to dictate the future of the American economy as this administration pushes these green agendas.
Yeah.
So you have to go back and think, is this actually a U.S. Best interest, or is this a China best interest, and why is this administration actually pushing this agenda?
Well, let me say one thing, Jim, because we've only got about a minute left here to wrap this segment up before the top of the hour news. Let me say this. I think you're going to see a major flexing of the Chinese muscle, economic muscle, very, very shortly. I would predict, we talked about that earlier this week, I would predict that you're going to see the biggest biceps you have ever seen coming out of China probably within a couple of weeks.
Well, and I agree with you. And the unfortunate reality is we do not have competent people running our administration right now, including the President of the United States.
I agree.
And certainly the Department of the Interior, run by Deb Haaland. If you watch video of her in testimony on exactly these issues, you will be embarrassed. You bet. Yeah. Well, you go ahead and finish
it up. Here we are. We got the top of the hour news coming right around the corner. This has been a great segment. This has been a great first half of the show. Now we're going into the second half. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.